This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'll say this. Pretty optimistic when it comes to just everything, JP Morosi. He's an optimism kind of a guy. But this is him talking about the Giants, saying the vibes haven't been like this in over a decade post-Devers deal. This is back a month ago, JP Morosi, MLB Network.
I feel like we're going back 10 years or more to where this was one of the principal franchises of baseball. They've got a great rotation, and now they've got the middle-of-the-order bat that they've lacked, at least since the days of Pablo Sandoval, and maybe even if you want to talk about Bonds, it's been a long time since they had a true slugger to anchor the middle part of the lineup. So this is a transforming day, and I think something that's going to really get the attention of the Dodgers, because they have not been able to keep their rotation healthy, Mark and Ephraim, and I think now that you got to like the Giants' chances of winning this division among all the contenders right now.
Oh, that was Mark Willard and Ephraim Salam, Fox Sports, baby. Not Ephraim Salami, Ephraim Salam. I can go for some salami right now, though, about 7:20 a.m. A little charcuterie. But that was John Paul Morosi right there, MLB Network, saying transformative. And they transformed all right, back into a pumpkin, it seems.
What are the hallmarks of all the good teams in baseball year after year after year?
A hallmark of good teams? Well, they could score or get timely hitting, bullpen, and just all the good things that make a good baseball club. I don't know, pitching and timely hitting. Yeah.
Rotation?
Yeah.
With a strong bullpen. Yeah. Well, the bullpen has shown some weaknesses.
They have.
Okay.
And it's been their strength. That has been the strength of this team all season
and
long.
And now you're seeing that they've been overtaxed. Yes. Someone like even Spencer Bivens, who I will defend, just used too much. He's just used too much. They lost Eric Miller. They haven't been able to use maybe the best player on the team, Randy Rodriguez, because their two starters of the five aren't just bad, they're awful right now.
Yeah.
Right? So they have giant holes in the rotation, which has taxed the bullpen, and now we're reaching an inflection point. Their defense. Hallmark of great teams, good teams, playoff teams, is typically defense. And if you're not going to be a good defensive team, you better outslug someone. Well, we know they're never going to do that. So you have question marks big time at first base, left field, and center field. The last 3 weeks, how many games can you point to where Ramos and or Jung Lee have made WTF moments in the outfield?
Oh, I'd go LeBron, not five, not six, not seven. That's what it feels like. They have the fifth most fielding errors per game this season, the Giants.
Okay.
Fifth most. The teams above them, Pirates, Reds, Cubs, Braves.
Okay. Does this team have any clutch hitting whatsoever?
It felt like they did at one point, but even then, I thought the one home run they had with Patrick Bailey, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat, we all thought that was going to galvanize the team, Joe.
They're one of the worst hitting teams with runners in scoring position in the game.
They can't. I just brought that moment up because I'm just thinking about it now. Like, didn't we all come from that game and thinking, wow, that's the game that's going to change everything? We've been waiting for those moments.
But that was the outlier, not the rule.
Correct.
And now they're 1-7 since that moment.
Correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, so you don't have clutch hitting. And then, can you win games in the margins? This team really struggles to hold runners on, and speed really crushes both their pitchers, because they struggle to hold those guys on, and it gets into Bailey's head a little sometimes. Now, he's got a really good arm. That is one thing he does very, very well. But they have really struggled to control the running game. Conversely, on their offense, they don't have anybody who strikes fear into anyone. No. I mean, yesterday, Jung-Hoo Lee had a swinging bunt and ended up getting on first base. And I'm thinking to myself, Jung-Hoo, if you just put the ball on the ground at third base more often, how many times could you be on base? Use your speed, young man.
Exactly. And the way he gets out of the box, as you referenced, just the Ichiro-esque, and he's not Ichiro, no one's saying he's Ichiro, but what made Ichiro so great was, even if he had like a dribbler or some weak contact, he could sprint out of the box so damn quick. And he'd get to first, and he'd beat out a lot of stuff. I just don't see that enough from Jung-Hoo Lee.
And then let's, okay, how can we improve this team? Let's take a deep breath here. How can they improve the team? You're talking about trading away prospects. Well, you got to have them. You got to have prospects that people want, okay? If you're born in the 90s, you're 26 years old, okay?
Yeah.
By definition.
By definition, you are.
Okay? Are you considered a prospect?
26? you're too old at that point, right?
Exactly. So,
but again, baseball's so funny like that. Technically, there are guys like that. Like Brandon Whedon, if we're going football. Remember, how old was he when he was drafted out of Oklahoma
27.
State? Oh, my God. And he was, again, I say that. Wasn't he a prospect for the Yankees early on in his career?
Yes.
So there you go.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
You really don't have any pitching outside of Carson Wisenhunt, who was born in the 2000 year. Okay?
Oh, boy.
And I'm talking about Triple A.
Yeah, I know.
Then I look at their catchers. No, you don't really have anybody. All right, now let's look at their infielders. No, you got one guy. His name's Bryce Eldridge, born in 2004. There's nobody else that anyone wants out of that. And that includes Reggie Crawford, a first-round pick, who is now only playing infield and isn't pitching anymore. But he's out with a torn labrum, and he's missed months, missed two full seasons, basically, of his entire career. Then let's look at your outfield. Do you have anything in the outfield that anyone will want at AAA? Mm. Okay. You got one guy who people might want in Luciano, and even then, we've probably overrated him. And most people go, I don't even know what position he plays.
Yeah.
The other two guys that I would throw at you, like Grant McCray, born in 2000, Wade Meckler, born in 2000, are those prospects?
Or are they just players, right? Like our 4A players, okay,
so,
exactly.
So as I look here and I say, hey, they're so close. They're so close. What are they trading to get them something of significance?
Well, that's why you start pivoting right now. If this losing streak reaches, God forbid, double digits or something, and this team is all of a sudden next week at the deadline under 500, Joe, yeah, that's when you pivot immediately and saying, no, we need to shore up this minor league system. Like that's when you start pivoting and saying, you know what? Robbie Ray, Camilo Doval, some of these guys that are not here for the long haul. And I thought Alex and Lane had a great point. I think the value is at an all-time high for Robbie Ray right now. It's only going to diminish going forward. You potentially, look, he has one more start under his belt.
But who's going to pitch for you next year? As I just referenced, okay, conceptually, I agree. Robbie Ray can net you the best haul back in return. We agree on that. But my question to you is, anyone who wants to trade him, okay, what are you getting in return? When will that individual come and help the big league club? Because right now, if you trade Robbie Ray away, you have 1.5 starters.
No, it's a great point.
Landon Roop, who is kind of a question mark, even though he's been excellent this year. And then you have Logan Webb. That does not make a rotation.
So the 2025, let me see. I got the MLB free agents coming up here when it comes to pitchers. All right? So you got the Dylan Ceases of the world, the Framber Valdezes of the world. I think Zach Gallen might be up for that. Like, so there are going to be names available potentially get. But it remains to be seen if Buster could land some of these guys, because Corbin Burnes was that guy. He was supposed
and
to be that
guy. And what happened to Corbin Burnes?
Tommy John, out for the season. Now, that seems like a blessing in disguise now. But Buster tried to
I wanted him.
He tried to shore up this pitching rotation even more.
I know.
And it ended up being basically just Justin Verlander at 42 years old. It's like, eh. Well, that's kind of rearing its ugly head. So maybe the writing should have been on the wall all season long when it came to this pitching staff. That you can't be relying on, you know, the Harrisons, the Birdsongs. If they had taken a leap, then maybe. But they didn't, and they haven't. And Harrison's still talking AAA. And Justin Verlander looks like his career's over.
One of their big missteps was last year. They had one of two options. Either you're signing Blake Snell to a multi-year extension, or you're trading him away at the deadline. They just had the MLB draft. Do you know that they didn't have a second-round pick? Do you know why? Because they signed Blake Snell for a one-year deal.
Correct.
And instead of retaining the individual and keeping him on your team, you let him walk. And because you let him walk, not only did you get nothing in return for him, you lost a draft pick. Is this a team, as I went through their AAA roster, is this a team that could use desperately a second-round pick, a high second-rounder?
Are you kidding me? They need all the depth that they can get. It's not even close.
So now it's a different situation because you have an extra year of team control. You have Robbie Ray. To me, it's very simple. Either you are extending Robbie Ray in the short term, like meaning in the next 2 months, or you are trading him away at this deadline. Either you think you can get him on a 2 or 3 year deal, or you're moving him. It's one or the other. And I hope that they keep him because right now they have no pitching. Joe, they have no pitching.
They have none. And that's the problem right now. They have no pitching, and they're relying on a bullpen because guys aren't getting out. And even yesterday, that was so frustrating because how often have we talked about, oh, can we give these guys some run support? You got to run in the top of the first inning.
Started the game 1-0.
1-0. And it was over after the first. It was over. 5-1. Night, night. See you later. We, you know, we've been talking about the vibes of this team and where they were a month ago post Devers acquisition. We've heard from the Jim Bowdens, from the JP Morosis. Well, here's the Hall of Famer John Smoltz on that week. I want to say this was on with Willard and Dibbs. Correct?
Steiny and Guru.
Oh, Steiny and Guru got him.
God.
Look at that. And we got John Smoltz yesterday,
you know,
by the way.
Can I?
What?
As a longstanding member of this station, you know.
You have been.
The amount of great guests Steiny and Guru get funneled to them annoys me. Willard and Dibbs, too.
Whoa. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the only guest Steiny and Guru have had all summer.
BS.
I mean, that's a team player right there, Joe Shasky. I don't like these other guys getting the guests. I'm just
calling it like I see it.
Hey, you know what?
There's a lot of whining going on these other shows.
John Smoltz, Rafael
Devers.
What
are we going to do for 4 hours? I don't know.
Well, new vodka.
Yeah,
baby.
Mark. Yeah, I like
that's
new
a team
vodka.
Player right there.
You do? New vodka?
So you're the one who drank the new vodka.
Yeah, that was you. It was halfway gone. Let's go. They have different flavors, by the way. New vodka.
But Steiny, bro, you're going to have to work on your... On your little advertisement with new vodka.
Why? Oh boy!
You do not sound happy, bro.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, it's I love it. It's great, Mark. Very cool. I just take a little bit here. I had the party and we had a good old time. You gonna have to work on that, my brother.
Oh,
you
gonna so
have
good.
You don't.
It's so good.
Oh, John Smoltz. After all of that, this is a month ago, people. He's saying the Devers trade, it legitimized the Giants.
I would say they feel legitimized. I think up until this point, players are never going to admit. And I would do the same thing if I was an active player. You know where your warts are. You know where your strengths are. And you know what's coming down the road, right? Let's just say you're having an unbelievable year, but you know trends won't continue. What did they win, like 6 straight one-run games? Like,
yeah.
There are outlying years, but you can't live by that model. You can't think you're going to win 25 to 30 one-run games and just keep winning them. But if you build that culture and you build the team and you start getting confidence in the area of your ball club that you know are strengths and the weaknesses don't eke out, then you're good. And so when you get a Devers, you can't help but think, oh man, that just added a bat. We lost this guy, but then we gained this guy. And when Chapman comes back and when things are falling in place, you now feel like you can compete against rosters that might be a little better than you.
And that was John Smoltz on with, I believe Evan made a noise in that one. So it was with Steiny and Evan. Post Devers acquisition legitimized the Giants. And again, I think you and I are in lockstep here, Joe. Like, I do believe in Buster Posey as this dude going forward. Now, it's his first full season, and he picked up the option on Bob Melvin. Now, you and I both know when it comes to contracts and sports, especially for coaches, those can be torn up real quick. We see it all the time in the NFL. We see it all the time in the NBA. They don't mind paying the coaches to go away.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen that time in and time out. I would be surprised, though, if this team moved off of Bob Melvin after picking up the option. Just given what Buster Posey stands for, he does want some stability on top there. And I think he has a great respect for Bob Melvin. And I do wonder where Giants fans are out on this, because I saw a lot on social yesterday, a lot of people sliding in the DM saying, Melvin got to go. I was getting tagged in multiple places. Melvin's got to go. Where are you at with one Bob Melvin going forward as being the manager of the San Francisco Giants? Because he's got his option picked up for next season.
I don't care about his option getting picked up. It doesn't mean anything.
Nothing to
me.
To you. That means, okay, I'm just, okay, that's
yeah,
fine.
I mean, like, I watched Chip Kelly get fired with five years left on his contract, and I watched Jim Tomsula get fired with 5 years left on the contract.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to move you, you're out of here, right? Like, it's irrelevant to me, quite frankly.
Okay.
Where am I at with Bob Melvin? Look, right now, the reality is that this team, if you just look at, let's just look at the schedule. Since winning 2 of 3 in Colorado, they lost the Dodger series. That was the weekend they made the Devers trade. This is going back to basically June 13th. This has been a full month
Guardians,
and change.
Guardian series.
They lost the Guardian series. That's 2 in a row.
Swept the Red Sox.
They won 2 out of 3 versus the Red Sox.
That's right.
But you lost the Marlins series.
You were at their only loss, weren't you, at that Red Sox game?
Yes. Lost the Marlins series, getting swept. Lost the White Sox series. You split against the Diamondbacks. All right? You won the A's series. That's 2.
Yeah.
You won the Philly series. That's 3. Lost to the Dodgers. Lost to the Blue Jays. And now you're up against... Like, this has been an under 500 team by a significant margin since the beginning of June. So you could say, Joe, it's only a couple of losing streaks here. No, 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 no. This is about a month of data. There's 6 months of baseball. All right. I think it's 27 or 26 weeks of overall baseball. This is 1/6, 1/5 of the season. You have looked really bad. And it feels like the bottom is falling out, and I don't see where reinforcements are coming.
Well, that's the problem here, because if you were trying to get reinforcements, you'd have to have a plethora of players in the farm system to do that, and they just don't. Hell, if you just had players that you could trust in the farm system, they'd be up here by now, but you don't trust all your young guys. And we had Dave Fleming on yesterday, voice of the team. He still thinks at some point Bryce Eldridge will come up, and it might be too little too late at that point.
Well, the boss man doesn't think that he should come up at all.
Well, talking about confidence with Hayden Birdsong, I mean, you throw Bryce Eldridge out here with this offense, and he goes 0-4 a couple times. Where's his confidence going to be? Like, that is a tricky thing when it comes to these players. Hell, this was yesterday. Let me play another one. This is really good stuff from John Smoltz, who joined us yesterday. Hall of Famer, Braves pitcher, obviously Fox Sports analyst, Fox Sports broadcaster. Great stuff with Joe Davis. But John Smoltz on yesterday, on a lot of people talking about Birdsong, hey, just moving to the bullpen. Hey, Justin Verlander, moving to the bullpen. The confidence with these players is very, very shaky, and it's very difficult to just make that transition.
It's really hard beyond the emotions of it. It's super hard. People who are running this game don't understand and are so unfair to young pitchers doing that to them all the time. They just think, what's the difference? It's like Strat-O-Matic baseball. This guy can do that. That guy can do that. They have no idea the emotions, and they have no idea about how hard something is when you've never done it. And I honestly was an unfair example for a lot of young players, the Jabba Chamberlains, the guys that got bounced back and forth because of my example, which is an unfair example. I had 14 years of starting. Then I did it on my own and went back to starting. This, from a veteran standpoint, it's a little easier than it is from a young player who doesn't have his identity, doesn't know what to do. You could rev it up a little bit more, maybe too much in the bullpen. It's not as easy as people think.
And that was John Smoltz on yesterday. You can find the entire interview on the Odyssey app, which is free, and also YouTube, where we are streaming right now. You can see these beautiful faces. Yes, the nose is real, and it's spectacular. Coming Joe, live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Where am I at with Bob Melvin?
The fans out.
I'll call it like I see it, right? Does Bob inspire confidence in me? Not really.
No.
Right? Is he to blame for what's going on right now? Not really. He doesn't have a leadoff hitter. And I think that you look at this team, they have a lot of redundant parts. They have a lot of guys that are going to hit mid-20s home runs, drive in about mid-70s to low 80s RBIs, and strike out 160 times a year. You don't have a lot of contact guys. You don't have a lot of catalysts to spark a lineup. I mean, what you saw from Ronald Acuna running the bases, we haven't seen anything like that since Angel Pagan ran the bases,
right?
You know, 10 years ago. They don't have a leadoff guy right now, and that's killing their offense. They have a lot of redundant parts that strike out a lot, so that's going to leave you very, very frustrated. Secondarily, they are forced to play certain players because of either contractual status or because they're the best you have. Like, do I love playing Mike Yastrzemski as much as he does? No, but I also get it. He's slightly better than Luis Matos right now. Now, maybe one day, if you play Matos, you play through the ups and downs, maybe one day he rewards you with that patience, and he's good down the line and slightly better than Yastrzemski. Today, Yaz is better than him. But Yaz isn't good enough. Today, Jung-Woo Lee doesn't look like a major league starting center fielder, top of the order guy. He just doesn't. All the things that I thought that they were getting when they signed him, not many of them have come through. When I look at first base, Wilmer Flores, the bottom's falling out on Wilmer. His body's given up on him. Would I continue to play Wilmer Flores' bat over Dom Smith's glove? Probably, because of how frustrated my pitching staff is.
Right.
Right? And because of my lack of run support. What other option do they have to catch besides Pat Bailey?
None. It's a problem.
And he's not very good either. What other option do they have in left field besides trying to see if Ramos can continue to play out there? He can't DH.
Well, no, because you got Devers there, who's exactly. Again, it goes back. It's a trickle-down effect with all this stuff, and Devers not being healthy and not being able to play first base has really hampered this team.
So like, I come to this conclusion, and I say to myself, do I like Bob Melvin? Not really. But is he to blame for what's going on right now? No. Is no. It, is he's still, not. He's just not.
Is it a cop-out to still, like, for fans wanting to blame Farhan for this position still? Like, is it too simplistic to say? And is it, does it
Why
sound
did Kyle Shanahan start 0-9 to begin his career?
Because he inherited a dumpster fire.
Okay.
So, but I'm just asking the question, if it sounds like sour grapes and if it sounds like a loser mentality.
No, I think it's called an explanation.
It's part of, but it's not the total reason, but it is a part of where this team is at right now, that they just don't have a lot in the farm system. Really, they have nothing besides Bryce Eldridge and Carson Wisenhunt. And going forward, it's like, eh. Like, you need to keep those guys. You're not in a position to double down and trade those guys for a guy that's maybe a rental or have 1 year of control after that.
Would you agree there are certain situations in sports that are better than others?
Yes.
Kalen DeBoer went to Alabama. Was that the same as him restarting the Washington football?
No.
Okay. He started with a leg up there, right?
Yes.
Okay. When you're with the Giants, they were at a low point.
Yeah.
Okay, not just on the field at the big league level. They were at a low point organizationally, and I just think that we all underrated where they were at organizationally. I think we thought they were a little farther along. Like, because think about it. At the end of last year, wow, Tyler Fitzgerald, wow, Ryan Walker.
Yeah.
Like, think of who was balling at the end of last year.
Yeah. No, you felt confident about some young players heading in towards the end, and then you knew, it's like, oh, Farhan Zaidi's gone. Oh, it's like the end of Shawshank. You felt the rain on your skin, right? And you were falling down. It's like, oh, everything's going to be great. Oh, Buster Posey's taking over. Oh, my God. The vibes are great.
Joe, was this, like, to use my house analogy I've used, is this a turnkey situation or was this closer to a teardown?
Oh, there's a teardown. You inherited a car situation where the check engine light was on and you kept driving it and you couldn't get to a mechanic and all these other problems kept persisting. Oh, the brakes need to get replaced. Oh, the oils are totally shot. Oh, you need a new transistor radio or something like that. You needed something to be fixed. And right now, there's a lot of fixing that needs to be done, and they just don't have enough time to do it within the season.
Well,
I thought Devers was a great start, and it still might be. But
no, it is.
He's not going to be. He can't fix everything.
Joe,
can't fix everything.
At this time last year, who was an everyday player that you knew was going to be a starter the next year?
That I knew was going to be a starter.
Because Chapman wasn't signed at this point last year.
I knew Ramos was. I felt confident with Ramos.
Okay.
I did. Chapman, you didn't know. You didn't know. I would have liked to
see
you.
I'll give you Ramos. That's a good one.
Ramos, you thought when Jung-Hoo Lee came back from like the health, he would be plugged in. I did think that was going to happen.
Yeah, but did anyone see him play?
No, like, no.
So like that was because of contractual status.
So Patrick Bailey, I would say. But okay. Even he was struggling last year. I didn't feel great about
terrible
it.
Terrible last year.
But you knew they were going to give him some rope.
Okay.
Right? So those are the only players, I think. Right?
All right. All right. What has Buster done? Now, I'm not trying to defend Buster. I'm just saying, like, what has he done? He has said, all right, and now I kind of see both signings.
Right.
It wasn't about like, oh, we got a star. No, you literally got a Major League Baseball player for the next 5 years because you have nothing in the minor league system.
Correct.
In Chapman and Adamas.
Yes. You needed those guys. You needed everyday guys. Yes.
That brought you from 10 up to 50 if we're going on a scale from 0 to 100.
And I think we keep viewing those guys because they are everyday players. And they're just, I think Giants fans have miscast them as these need to be our 3-4 guys. When in reality, as we were just doing the Braves, you know, going through their lineup, they would be like 6, 7, 8 hitters.
5, 6, 7, correct. Yeah, somewhere in that range.
And they're just misguided. Like, so,
but if those guys are,
yeah.
But if those guys are, what are the Lees and the Yazes and I mean,
they're
come
platoon
on.
Players on other teams. Yes.
That's where I'm going. So
especially against the Dodgers when you're comparing the Dodgers and the Padres within the division, it's not even close.
So it's not on Bob, right? It's not. Now we could argue about the handling of certain pitchers in certain situations. Fine, whatever. I will defend Bob Melvin. I don't think he's the greatest. I also don't think he's to blame for everything that's going on right now. This is a roster construction and individual player performance situation that's going on right now. Is it Bob Melvin's fault or Matt Williams' fault or Pat Burrell's fault that Jung-Hoo Lee and Elliot Ramos couldn't catch that ball in the outfield?
No.
Is it Pat Burrell or Matt Williams or, you know, Hallberg or Bob Melvin's fault that Jung-Hoo Lee is playing in the left center field gap and is lollygagging after a ball and throws a soft one hopper like he's pitching cricket to Willy Adames at second base and doesn't throw to Wilmer Flores, who's the cutoff man on a play home, as Ronald Acuna, one of the best players in the game, is flying around the bases and doesn't slow down? Is that on Bob? Or is that on Jung-Hoo Lee?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No!
Bob Melvin, Hayden Birdsong. He's back to square one.
Making $88 million after this year.
He was kind of teetering the last time and found a way through it. Today he couldn't, unfortunately. So, you know, put us in a little bit of a bind with the pitching, obviously, and how we had to cover this game. But, you know, not ideal, and kind of back to square one with him as far as some of the command issues go.
Yeah, Birdsong's confidence shot. He needs to go back to AAA. He can't be a big league player right now.
Watch his face.
Just watch it. Look at him. We can all feel it. It's like watching a golfer just fall apart on the last
hole. With the yips.
That was him. Yeah, that was exactly.
That's actually a really good call. It looked like he had the pitching yips.
He did. And speaking of that Jung-Hoo Lee play, or misplay, I should say, here's Bob Melvin talking about after the game.
That's bad communication is what it is. So, I mean, you know, Casey's got to let him know when he gets up. You know, Chappie's trying to yell. You know, it's just, you know, Casey's still kind of learning the position too. It's just a bad look when you're playing like that, and something like that happens in a game like this where we look terrible. So just another instance today that was not a good look for us.
So that's, I think, where fans are frustrated. When they hear bad communication on the field multiple times and you see it within a game, they go to the coaching there. And I understand in that regard, because the buck starts there. Like, we see it in coaching. We're doing all these cross-sport analogies, but, you know, when it comes to, you know, reading the defense or seeing the defense as a quarterback and they see something they shouldn't have seen, or they make a mistake, you see the coaches getting on the players, or sometimes the coaches after the game, hey, that's on me. You know what? Maybe we should have checked out of that. Maybe you should have seen that. Or sometimes they do blame the players. And in this situation, Bob Melvin's saying, hey, we need to be better at that. And Casey, Jung-Hoo Lee, all these players, like, they're just not a good team. They're just not a very good team. They're just not good enough. And that's what we're learning right now. And I think fans are having a hard time realizing just 4 weeks later, when we're hearing all these good things from all these different national writers saying, yeah, the Giants are a playoff team. Well, This is looking like the same Giants team we've seen for the last couple of years now in the summer, where they just, the wheels fall off post All-Star break. And this is the Giants that we know. They look a lot like the Giants I saw last year, albeit you have regular, like, everyday names, but that's what they look like, Joe. It looks like the same Giants team I've seen the last couple seasons. You got some like sexier names, I guess, but it's the same product. It's the same product. And it's frustrating if I'm a fan, because I thought this year would be different. And I do think they are, they still can have a step in the right direction and not make the playoffs this year, but it's going to be humbling and it's going to be challenging. And the hard part about watching baseball is you still got a couple months to go. And you have to keep watching it and watching it and watching it, and knowing it's coming doesn't make it any easier. Like, football cannot get here soon enough if you're a Giants fan right now, which sucks. And I didn't want to have to say that, because I thought this summer we would be watching both the Giants and being excited about the Niners, when in reality we might just be shifting all to the 49ers within a month now. And the Giants might be on the back end and the back burner, and we're not going to pay attention to them. They have to earn our attention going forward. And these next, you know, 9 days are going to be very telling to see what this team is going to do going forward, because the Major League Baseball trade deadline is on July 31st, 9 days away.
Everyone's going to view selling as like a waving of the white flag for like contending this year. I think selling is opening up opportunities for others. And I would sell Wilmer. I would sell Yaz. I would try to find somebody, maybe eat some of the money. I would explore Jung-Hoo. I would. And if the right trade presented itself, I would be tempted to throw in Elliot Ramos if I could get something that could help me over the next 2 or 3 years. And the only reason that I lump him in there is because you just have nothing in AAA and AA that anyone else wants other than Bryce.
Nothing.
And,
nothing.
And I'm reluctant to move Ramos, but there is a reality of, like, if you're going to be playing for this team in that park with the way we want to play ball, you cannot be that poor of a defender.
And this is where it's frustrating when you can't land the free agents, when you know you have to make trades and give up stuff within the farm, a Tibbs, if you will, who is one of their top prospects. This is where it's difficult, because you know you can't get free agents willingly to come here. The bats, that is. We'll still see when it comes to pitching. I still think Buster can make some moves. That, again, we're talking this offseason. That's not going to do anything for the here and now. But, you know, you start looking at the trade. Yeah, Harrison, I didn't think much of. Jordan Hicks, I didn't think much of. Bayo, I don't know who the hell he is. Tibbs is a guy that, you know, you might end up regretting moving off of, or at least someone you could hang your hat on saying, we have someone in the farm system to be excited about. Like, all this pressure on Bryce Eldridge to be the guy. I thought Luciano was the guy. I thought Hunter Bishop was the guy. I thought all these players was the guy. Ramos, at one point, Dave Fleming told us he was a week away from bad baseball last year for getting moved off, kicked him to the curb.
What happened to his defense?
I didn't realize it was this awful.
It always took poor ankles and got bad breaks, but it's bad.
It's really bad.
I mean, you could make an argument he's had like 4 or 5 atrocious gaffes that cost you a game.
And maybe he was
in the last week.
And he was hitting early on the season, so maybe those gaffes weren't really, like, we didn't really care
accentuate
about him as much. Yeah, we didn't. But when you're not hitting,
I know,
and you're doing that, it's the Jung-Hoo Lee effect too.
Yeah.
It's great, Jung-Hoo, when you make a mistake here or there, but you're batting 295 early on, you're red hot at the start of the season. But when you're not hitting and you're playing bad defense, it's going to get accentuated.
And the guy that I actually just feel really bad for right now, because he is performing and the team's not winning at all, like Willy Adames. Yeah. Had this just come a month earlier, you know, like, it's just so frustrating. Playing so good, Willie. He made a play defensively, too, last night.
He did. And I actually love the vibes of the Willy Adames. And him,
I'll go to war with
and him having the quote he had, calling out basically everyone after the game, it was really refreshing. I'm going to read it one more time because I do think it's important just to get a sense of where this team is at right now. This is after the game, Willy Adames talking to reporters. Quote, "I feel like in the first half we were grinders. It feels like lately the energy's not there. That's not our identity. It feels like lately we've fallen off the bus. It's just not us. We have to figure out a way to get out of it as soon as possible." They've fallen off the bus. Waving of the white flag. Sometimes you know a season's over, Joe, by a certain game or a certain play. And then we were kind of talking about this and kicking this around last night in the show call. When you know a season's over, I think for a lot of people, last night was a game and a situation coming into it where you knew you needed to win, and everything that could go wrong went wrong. And it just signifies what's wrong with the team. And then going forward, there might be no coming back from it. And that's the game you look back on saying, yeah, we knew it was over then.
When you have a leader like Adames admitting that out loud about kind of the effort level, we got problems.
You got major problems. Like waving waving of the white flag moments. Like last year for the 49ers, it wasn't the Lions game. It wasn't the Rams game for me. You know what the game it was? It was Geno Smith leading the ball down the field.
LJ's first ever game.
His first ever game, and he'll never forget it. Because Geno Smith, what did he do at the very end of the game when they
went night-night on the Niners?
He went Steph Curry night-night.
I know.
You're not coming back from that. Not from Geno Smith doing that to you. Because the Seahawks were going nowhere either.
Blew that game.
They blew the game. He literally ran like 20 yards, and it was just no one. Who was it? Fred Warner trying to chase after him? As we learned, it was a bum ankle. Like, it was bad. It was bad. You knew then the season was probably over. Because it wasn't, like, statistically it wasn't over yet, wins and loss. But for all intents and purposes,
spiritually
it was over. What are some of those other losses in the past for you that you can remember that said, you know what, this season was over and we just didn't know it yet? What was it for you?
I mean, I can think of the Jimmy Garoppolo one against the Miami Dolphins where he came back on the high ankle sprain. And they just absolutely destroyed us. And Ryan Fitzpatrick looked like Tom Brady.
Ryan Fitzmagic at that point, right? The Fitzmagic season.
So poor Jimmy couldn't move.
Right. I think Sam had a Bumgarner game or a Bumgarner start or something happened. Hell, it could have been the dirt bike accident to lead off.
No, in 2011 against the Twins, Bumgarner had a start where I think he did actually record an out, but he gave up like 8 runs against the Twins in the first inning before getting an out.
Justin Morneau.
Justin Morneau was, who's my catcher? Joe Mauer still on the team then? Oh my God.
When the Warriors were playing down the stretch and, and they lost that play-in game to Ja and them, and they threw the kitchen sink at Ja in the COVID year. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And they couldn't get a stop. I was like, the season's over. They're not beating the Lakers. This is done. It was even though that was toward the end of the year, I could feel it coming.
888-957-9570. White flag moments. Are you waving the white flag on the Giants season after their loss yesterday to the Atlanta Braves, who are, again, the Braves are 44-55. It's one thing, and we were talking about it. It's one thing, and this is where your mind was at mentally. It's one thing to get swept by the hottest team in baseball and one of the best teams in baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays. Okay. All right. That might happen. Hopefully it's an aberration when it comes to, Logan Webb and Robbie Ray. But the Braves, really? That team, that squad, who have been underachieving all year long, and for you to not record an out if you're Hayden Birdsong to start that game, it's just...
I think it's the worst start I've ever seen.
It might be.
I'm so high on the kid. And
I know you are. That's your boy,
and,
dude. That's your boy.
There's just no other way of looking at it other than he's just been awful the last handful of starts.
Did he... Oh, we have the full post game of Hayden Birdsong. We'll play that after.
I mean, hello
the
darkness.
All I can say is it's a minute long.
Can you play some of that in the background? Hello darkness
on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Oh,
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.